Hi, my name is Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Today I would like to talk a little bit about the financing itself. This is the most important we are talking about. In my last podcast, we talked a little bit about the additional costs in the financing and that it would help if you cover this with equity. This should be around 10%. It is even better to have a little bit more equity, because this gives you the chances to better conditions and it gives you the chances to have a broader access to the whole banking system. Anyway, to the financing, I would like to show you a picture. It's a picture of a triangle. It's a triangle of the finance. It's more on the asset management side, but it's the same. It means the same for the real estate financing side. The triangle has three edges. One edge is the rentability, one the security, the third is the flexibility. So my first question is always to a customer, so what is more important of these three? But before I ask you this, I would like to summarize this a little bit. Rentability means, from your perspective, the cheapest possible interest. Security means you will have, security has two pages. One page is the financing side, so it should mean for you the longest possible lock-in interest. So it gives you a long security that there is no adjustment in an increasing interest market. And the second thing is, imagine you are the only part of the family who makes the money, then the security means also that you cover your family. So means that something happens to you, your wife and two kids still live in the house or apartment. The third piece is flexibility. Flexibility means as much extraordinary repayments as possible, or like a down payment at all, for instance, after 10 years. So when I ask a customer now, can you tell me what is the first, what is the second, what is the third important? Then they really have a hard time and say, all three are important. Yes, and this is now my job to get this together in a concept so that you have in a financing the best possible interest along with the longest security lock-in period and the most possible flexibility. I would like to summarize that flexibility and rentability always is possible. You can make a 5-year loan with extraordinary payment, and on the other end you can also make a 20-year loan with extraordinary payment, but it is difficult to have in one loan rentability and security. Okay, this is the theory of the financing. Now let's talk a little bit about the different apartment houses types. So let's start with an apartment. You have to split it off between a new and a utilized apartment. A new one, there you have very often to keep in mind that you probably get KfW loan for energy efficient building. Here, keep in mind, 1st of July, there will come a change. In the utilized, you also have to keep in mind, you very often need a modernization. So we need an extra loan for modernization, or have to include this. And in the utilized, you seldom come along the agent fee. So you need more equity to reach the same without an agent. Apartments, it depends where they are located. If you are will buy an apartment in Munich, then we talk about the same price than in house. But in general, apartments are a little bit cheaper because the ground belongs not only 1%, the ground belongs not only one family, the ground belongs to a lot of families. The same separation you can make for the house. You can have a new one or a utilized new one. Keep in mind, energy efficient is possible. Utilized, it might be a house of 1950, so you have to have extra costs for the modernization. And These both from the system apartment or house are pretty similar. We have to talk about what is important for you. Keep in mind the triangle again. And then we set up a financing. And this, I offer you that we look into it and make a perfect concept for you. A little different is it with a capital investment, because a capital investment, here you are in a different situation. The capital investment should be paid back by your rentee. Remember, perhaps you are today renting an apartment that you pay with your rent the apartment back for your landlord. When you make a capital investment, it's the other way around. So in a capital investment, it's typical that you try to bring in as less equity as possible, because you want to have the highest possible credit, because with the equity you make a kind of leverage of the financing. You bring only the equity. For instance, let's make an example. You buy an apartment about 200,000, roughly 20,000 is the equity. So you only have 20,000 equity for the whole apartment, and this will be paid down in 20, 30 years. So after this, with only 20,000 euros equity, it belongs to you after 20, 30 years, 200 or 220. We do not know what the increase is. The last thing is the commercial. Here I do not want to waste too much time. Only so far, commercial is very difficult currently, not only because of Corona. It is the problem is in a residential apartment, you can always rent to a third person. A commercial bank, a commercial investment is most time for a specific group. So, and if your rentee is leaving the commercial building, you need the new one. And this is also the problem for the bank. So what they see in this, that it is not as good usable for a third party than a residential building. So in a commercial financing, we have to look deeper in it. So that should have been a broad overview about the topic financing. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me and we look deeper into it. Have a good day. It's Sabine from FIBA. Bye.